And we're back here on Out of the Woods. It's bluegrass time. Chris Jones and the Night Drivers have a brand new CD out on Rebel Records. It's called Lonely Comes Easy. This one features Claire Lynch helping out on the vocals. Here's Wolf Creek Pass on Out of the Woods.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on a flatbed out of Wiggins. We'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. We were sitting there sucking toothpicks, drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I said, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed to life. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burned out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
We commenced a truckin', them hens commenced a cluckin'. Then Earl took out a match, scratched his pants, lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar, took a puff, and said, my, ain't this pretty up here. I said, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you're gonna kill us. Just one mistake and it's the pearly gates for the 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, truckin' on down the other side.
The shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I said, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar, dropped on down, sort of rolled around, lit the cuff Earl's pants, burned a hole in his sock, and sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. I put 2 and 2 together, added 12, carried 5, come up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour.
Thank you.
at Earl and his eyes were wide. His lip was curled and his leg was fried. And his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I said, Earl, I'm not the time to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Now Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake. The pedal went clear to the floor. It kind of stayed right there in the floor. Said it was sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on out, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County, Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. The other one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel. Now, wouldn't you know? The sign said clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110, like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. Took that top row of chickens off slicker than scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and down, till we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store, downtown Pagosa Springs.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side. Way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
that you're out of mind. Your Roman eyes were never set on me. You even ways to sit me someplace you shouldn't be. Now I'm living on the blue side of me. Yeah, I'm living on the blue side of me. The blue side of me is pain and misery. These old feelings just ain't meant to be. It's too late to turn back from this blue reality. I'm living on the blue side of me. I'm living on the blue side of me. It's too late to turn back from this blue reality. I'm living on the blue side of me. I'm living on the blue side of me. I'm living on the blue side of me. I'm living on the blue side of me.
Right, bluegrass here on Out of the Woods. Jason Davis there. He's the banjo picker with Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. He has a brand new CD out called Second Time Around, and that was Just Another Broken Heart. And who was that guy singing on that track? That was Junior himself. So, hey, you can't beat that. Good stuff. Jeff Brown and Still Lonesome before that with the title track from his new CD, Blue Side of Me. Jeff Brown used to play banjo, I believe, for Larry Sparks, and you can hear some of that influence in his voice, too. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys in there, going way back, and Don't Wake Me Up from the old album, Can't You Hear the Mountains Calling. Chris Jones and the Night Drivers started off the set there. I mentioned Claire Lynch was helping out on the harmonies. I think Sierra Hall was in that mix as well. We heard Wolf Creek Pass from the new CD called Lonely Comes Easy on a Rebel Records. We'll send that out to Sean Klein. I bet he'd like that one. All right, we have some great new stuff to play for you right now, but we're going to take a quick break to get back on track. We'll be right back after this.